Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Shout out to Heather Gonzalez, who won $510 last week on Friday.
Nice!
And Erica Kuprak, who won $550. Which are you going to win? We'll find out soon. Also, your Where in the World is Taylor Swift clue. If you want to go to the 1989 World Tour, we'll fly you there, put you in a hotel, get you ground transportation, all that good stuff.
Hook it up.
We'll give you that clue in about 20 minutes. And the show did a little traveling this weekend.
Woofstock.
We did a lot. We did a lot of traveling. Yeah, a lot of airplanes.
But this happened on the way to Woofstock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love Woofstock. Go out there and meet a lot of puppies.
Yeah, it's a great event.
Wichita,
what's up, Wichita?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the plane drama that went down. Luckily, the plane stayed in the air. On Saturday morning, early morning flight, the four of us got to the airport early, boarded our plane. JC, Al, and Kelly were all in the same row. I was in the row behind them.
We worked it out that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't think that was a coincidence.
And then the row behind me was the culprit.
The culprit.
Him. Yes, so as we're sitting there, you know, once you're bored, you sit there for a few minutes before you're taxiing on the runway. And so this guy, from the moment we sat down, started talking to the woman he had just met next to him loudly about his travels. He's tapping my seat. So, you know, I'm already kind of annoyed. His voice, he had one of those booming, deep voices that travels.
Yeah, some people have that
voice. I think you
voice.
Guys, could you guys hear him?
Oh, yes, yeah.
I could kind of, but not exactly what he was saying.
So this guy's a super Trump fan. He has a veteran hat on, and
he's a Gulf War veteran, according to his hat. But like I told Jenna, you can buy those at the Army Navy store.
Yeah.
But he was just going on and on. He's a huge fan of Trump and talking a lot about the Second Amendment. You know, something that's really topical in the news right now. But he is loud, and I can tell everyone around me is annoyed by this because it's early, and people usually like to keep their voice down to just who's sitting next to them or not talk at all.
Like the people behind Kelly and I were...
They were very loud,
They were talking, but I could hear homeboy behind you more clearly than I could hear the couple behind
who
us.
Who were also loud.
Who were also talking.
Man, right. I feel like I was just not really hearing anything because I was reading my book.
You were reading your book. You were zoning out.
Yeah, I zoned it out so well.
How am I going to get some sleep on this 50-minute
flight? I was fine. I went right to sleep.
Kelly was out cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the thing. Whether or not I agree with someone's political opinions is kind of irrelevant because it's just annoying. Even if I feel the same as you about issues, no one wants to hear someone on their soapbox that's not a political figure at
even
8 a.m.
Even if you agree with them, like you said, it's loud and everybody's wanting to rest or whatever. It's a quick flight. And even Al, that's when Al wakes me up the first time and says, the woman behind him said to the man, could you please lower your voice?
That's
I'm trying to read.
Say. Yes.
Was that wasn't you, though.
No. So it's kind of nice because everyone was annoyed and then you kind of are just hoping someone's going to say something. You don't want to be the first. And then I hear a woman behind him, two rows behind me, say, excuse me, sir. Could you keep your voice down? I'm trying to read, and I can't focus, can't concentrate.
Sure.
And he kind of pipes down.
Yeah.
And the woman next to
be
him, who he had just met, was like, oh, I'm sorry. So then they're keeping their voices down. But
yeah,
I can still hear them, but not everyone can hear them.
Did he ramp back up with his voice?
No.
Okay.
I was just amazed, because I've never heard a person on a plane confront another person before.
I have.
That's what I told Kelly. I said, I woke Kelly up. Kelly, did you hear what just happened?
No.
This woman told this man to shut up, and he like,
and that's kind of like whenever we're all looking at each other like, oof, like you kind of want to give someone an air high five, like, done.
Exactly.
So I'm like, oh, gosh, she solved the problem. I didn't have to get involved. So then they quieted down, and now we're about to take off. And this is the moment where I get the most anxiety because you guys know I usually medicate to fly. I have a real fear of flying.
You do.
Yeah.
If you don't have this, it's hard to comprehend and understand that people have this. And I start getting, you know, my heart races fast, my palms get sweaty. And on this flight in particular, I didn't medicate because it makes me drowsy and we had an appearance. So I usually don't medicate when we're going straight to a work event.
Right.
So by this time, Kelly's sleeping.
Again.
I'm dull.
You guys are out before takeoff.
I doze
I'm
off
tired
again.
All the time.
Dude, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. So I'm sleeping. Kelly's sleeping. I'm not even looking about JC. JC's reading, I guess.
Yeah.
And then homeboy's talking softly.
So he's softly talking, but I can hear their conversation. I'm trying to tune it out, and we're starting to take off, and I'm, you know, white-knuckling the armrest. And so as we're speeding up, he starts telling a story about a plane being shot down. This is the one topic I feel like should just be an unspoken rule. Everyone should know to refrain from talking loudly about plane crashes when we are on an airplane.
Bombs, takeovers, anything that has to do with a plane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything that is talking about a plane not landing safely.
Right. Yeah.
I just feel like even if you're not scared to fly, it makes you very uncomfortable. So I'm sitting there and my anxiety is building. My heart's racing. And I'm like, I got to turn around and say something. We're zooming down the runway. Okay, wheels start to go off. Then he moves on to a second story about a plane leaving the Dallas-Fort Worth airport 40 years ago. Did you hear this one about this plane that got shot down? Another plane getting shot down story. So
I never heard that.
So I say he was to Korea. I don't know. So I finally just, I'm like, I have to say something because I mean, even right now my heart is racing. No. You're getting out of order.
Okay.
I go, Jenna, you're already mad, but just like handle this responsibly. So I peek over my seat and I go and I play like real kind of damsel in distress. I go, sir, I'm so sorry, but I have this real fear of flying and I can hear everything you're saying about planes getting shot down. Is there any way you could talk about anything else, you know, while we're on the flight?
Fair request.
Please.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And he goes, you're scared of flying? He goes, this is like the safest thing ever. And I'm like, I understand. I go, but it's just my thing. And you keep talking about planes getting shot down. And he kind of laughs. And he's like, all right, whatever. And so I turn around and sit down. Like, maybe he's going to stop. And
okay.
Then something snaps. And then he goes, you know what? I'm actually going to talk about whatever I want to talk about. Starts yelling at me.
Oh, boy.
He goes, the woman behind me is telling me to be quiet. And I'm like, here he goes. Now he's going to start talking about First Amendment.
He should know that
speech.
If more than one person tells you to be quiet and stop talking, you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
against majority at this point.
He goes, you know what? You just need to put your headphones in. People are too sensitive. And I got up and I turned around and I said, really? He goes, yeah, I'm going to talk about what I want. I go, then that's when
this is when
my
you screamed?
Voice.
Okay.
And I go, because I was so, so agitated at that point. And I said, you are not going to talk about planes crashing.
That is the first time I acknowledged any something going on, because I was in the middle of a love scene in my book. And
I lost it. And that's when I
that's when
you
I woke
guys
up.
Up.
Yeah.
That's
when I woke up.
And that's
up.
When I hit my flight attendant button.
So when Jenna screams, Al and I make eye contact right away.
Yeah. Oh,
full on eye contact. Like, Al gave me the point. I gave him a nod.
And then the guy says to me after I hit the button, he goes, well, they better get back here quick. And the people around me are like, oh, my gosh, this guy's insane. And then when I had finally made eye contact with him, I hadn't seen him until that moment. I was like, oh, my gosh, he's kind of scary looking.
Yeah. I turned around and I asked Jenna what's wrong. And she goes, the guy behind me won't stop talking about the plane crashing.
Mm-hmm.
And I look behind Jenna and then I see the veteran's hat first. And I'm like, dang it. It's a veteran.
Or a man that bought that
hat. Or it's a man. I didn't think about that first, of course.
Sure.
That's a valid point, Kelly.
A lot of people pretend to be veterans because they think it gives them some sort of cred.
Because it went into the whole, like, oh, man, I can only imagine if Al and I do go back there and take care of this guy, it goes into two radio personalities beat up a veteran.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the first thing I thought of. So I decided to give him the benefit of the doubt
and stay seated.
So that's when I hit my button and I said, excuse me, flight attendant, could you bring me some lotion, please? Because I'm a little ashy.
Well, he did.
The flight attendant, I mean, this is, I'm talking, we are like mid takeoff. So you're not allowed to get out of your seat at this moment.
Right.
Flight attendant runs back, asks me what's up. I gave her that abbreviated story about the conversation he was having. I asked him to stop. So she immediately goes back to the guy and says, sir, If your conversation's making people around you uncomfortable, you have got to stop talking about it. And he's just like, I was just telling a news story. He goes, people are too sensitive. I mean, he was agitated at that point. And she goes, sir, you don't understand. I'm going to have a conversation with the pilots. And if you are not going to agree to stop talking about it, we are going to turn around and land this plane. And people are going to be meeting you at the gate. And he goes, well, go ahead and do it then. So she runs up to talk to the pilots.
And I'm like, dang it.
Well, we late to Wolfstar.
And then I'm
man,
I know. And
I have to go meet the dogs.
So she comes back to me. She goes, ma'am, would you like to move your seat? And I was like, sure,
yeah.
I would love it. Because he's still having a conversation now about the girl in front of him. And I don't want to hear all of this. I'm so stressed about takeoff. And so I move three rows behind so I'm no longer in ear range. Flight attendant comes back to me and she goes, I talked to the pilot. He says, this guy's checked out. Everything's okay. And I'm like, well, I wasn't worried about him bombing the plane. I just think that he's being a real nuisance, you know? And she was like,
in-flight background check.
Yeah, he phoned in the name, I guess.
In-flight background check, and the pilot wanted to reassure me that everything on the plane checked out. Everything was safe. He thinks everything's fine. They were going to continue the flight unless I really felt that uncomfortable that I wanted them to land the plane.
And that's on you. And gave me the option.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
You
should
have used it.
I was so embarrassed because of the confrontation, you know. I was like, I don't like confrontation, but I'm not going to back down either. And
right,
I said, no.
Right.
People have places to be. As long as everything's safe and okay, I'm okay. I just don't want to be by him. And she said, okay. Oh my gosh.
Jenna, you didn't feel physically threatened by him at all?
No. You guys, I just don't want to talk about planes getting shot down.
Because we would have handled it up. We would have handled it up.
Now, here's the thing, Kelly. Here's the thing with these kind of people. You don't do anything to keep them going. You don't want to add on to the fire. So if you get up and you start talking to him, he starts talking to you, that's when things get out of hand. You don't want to.
So you were making a calculated move, not getting involved.
Based on what I've learned in the years that I've been a dude, guys tend to get a little more macho when you front them up.
I've been a dude a long time. No, JC and I looked at each other. It's a man thing, Kelly. You just look at the other dude that can sense the problem, and your eyebrows go up.
Right.
All right. So I did.
And he saw
that. And I can do the one eyebrow up or the two eyebrows up. Now the one is just a warning. The two. It's when it's about to go down.
It would have been nice to have the two guys stand up and just go, is there a problem here?
Wouldn't it have been?
I did. I said that. Is there a problem to you? And he was sitting right behind you, and you said, the guy behind me. That's when I stared at him. That's when I saw the veteran's hat.
He runs back. You stared at him?
Yeah. Well, what am I going to do? Stand up and go, hey, you want to fight? No. That's not my job.
You need to calm down. You're obviously making her upset.
I would have, but the seatbelt sign was still on. So I knew I needed to.
Don't even.
I'm not mad at you guys at all. I'm really not. I was so caught up in what was going on. I just wanted it handled, and the flight attendant took care of it.
Getting off, he was coming down a couple. The pilot said, excuse me, sir, I need to have a word with you.
Yeah, sure did.
So when I was walking out,
you damn right, pilot.
Oh, yeah. The pilots actually took him off. They said they were asking about it, and all I overheard him saying, because I scurried by when we were exiting, I heard him saying, people are just too sensitive these days. And I heard the pilot say, well, sir, you gotta, and they started lecturing him. So I don't know what happened. They let him go.
Yeah, he came out.
But he got a little scolding. So I'm sorry for the drama, but if someone's talking about that and it's making me uncomfortable, I'm going to call him
logical.
Out on it.
That's perfectly.
And the woman, it was so great, a stranger on the row across from me gave me, like, that down-low fist pump. Like, yeah, I'm so glad you just did that.
That was a lady behind Big Al.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
I'm sorry, you guys. I was overwhelmed.
It could have been worse. Like, he didn't get up and act like he was going to do something. But he was a jerk.
I personally was going to hit him with my tube of lotion that the flight attendant gave me.
Oh, my gosh.
I could distract him. I could just squirt some lotion on his face.
Yeah.
J.C.,
wow!
Tear that
we were ready. Al and I have a plan.
Al said to me after the flight, he's like, you should have gotten it to land. It would have been a great story.
Oh, they give me the option. I think I'd do it just for the heck of it.
Just because you never have that power.
No, I hate bothering people. That's the whole point of this. I don't like people being bothered. And landing a plane.
I don't have much of an ego.
That
but
could
I
have
think
affected people's lives.
I made them land the plane.
And you want that on you and all those other
people.
I'd have to go ahead and get off the plane.
People with connecting flights that would miss their flight home.
I only want that if we were in real danger and I knew something was up.
But you know what? Woodstock was fun. Appreciate it, Wichita, Kansas.
We did have a lot of fun.
Huge
nice
turnout.
Pooches up there. Yeah, like 12,000 people.
Great weather.
Yeah.
Didn't get muddy one bit. One bit.
Not at all.
How would you like to go to the 1989 World Tour? With Taylor Swift and whoever she brings up on stage, because she does bring up somebody every single time.
Seems like it.
Where in the world is Taylor Swift? We'll give you your first clue of the week coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank's coming up in just over 10 minutes. Make sure you have the phone handy so you can win up to $1,000. Anybody can use $1,000 on a Monday.
I know I could.
Because Mondays are always a day.
What would you do with $1,000, Kelly? Right now.
Start Christmas shopping.
All right.
Ooh.
Jenna, $1,000. Boom.
Put it in savings.
Jenna needs to start saving, she says.
JC, $1,000.
I would pay for those trips, for those weddings I have this month. I have two weddings that I got to go to. Traveling. Yikes. Al, what would you get?
Rims. Thank you. Let's continue.
Okay. All right. Al would get some rims. Elena Davies is in studio. She's our phone screener, our selfie queen.
Hi.
Tinder Tuesday expert.
Hey, Elena.
Good morning.
Elena, I saw that you sent a tweet out this morning that said, if you're 20 and have dark hair, I want you.
20, dark hair, dark eyes, please call me.
20, just 20 or like
I don't know
anywhere in the 20s?
Like lately, just like straight up 20 years old works great for me.
Because they can't go drinking at the bar. Is that why?
I don't know. I just like catch myself being like so attracted to. I'm like, oh my gosh, that guy is so hot. I start investigating and I'm like, oh, perfect. You're 20.
Where do you meet these 20-year-olds?
I don't know.
High school?
Why? What's the?
Yeah, one of them actually.
Where do you meet 20-year-olds?
Online, right?
Some of them I like know through friends of friends or still in college, and we have mutual friends.
College.
I went to school with them, and I don't know.
You can celebrate their 21st birthday with them.
Yeah.
And they'll probably remember.
Teach them the ways.
You know.
Hopefully, they won't if they're doing it right. their 21st.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, Elena, you have a few text messages.
Yeah. I've been back there talking to some people, and there's some funny stuff. So I was like, I have to go read these to you guys.
You can text us.
Yeah,
text
texting
us.
The show.
Yeah. 800-543-3548.
That's how you text the show. Our phone number.
Yeah. Perfect. How convenient.
Just like
I like
regular.
To see listener selfies. Those are fun.
Yeah.
So many good ones. Well, Casey Stacy said, Kid Craddock Morning Show has promised my firstborn if I can win the BB-8. P.S. I haven't had any kids yet, so it will be a fresh baby whenever it happens. So, I mean, that's a big promise.
We're giving that away next week, by the way.
Oh, the little robot.
The little robot for Star Wars.
I sincerely do hope she wins now.
I do, too.
I don't want her baby, but I think that would be great.
It's hard to get because we saw them at the airport store.
They will be, like, Christmas time.
Yeah.
Everybody wants that.
Probably want to get those now.
I'd invest in that and then sell it for like 50% more.
Mm, yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Are they really expensive?
Like $150.
$200 maybe?
For the legit one? Yeah. Yeah, like the real cool one.
A remote control car.
Yeah,
you know,
just
good
get a remote
one.
Control car.
Well, no, a good remote control car might cost you that.
It's not the BB-8, Kelly. It's different.
That's so expensive.
Well, Taylor also sent us. I took my LSATs this weekend. I need some good luck from the show cast. I need to get into the Texas A&M School of Law.
Mm.
Oh, good luck.
That's so hard, and they have to wait like a month.
School of Law.
Right, or more to find out.
Do we need to write a letter?
The suspense is probably killing me.
Recommendation or something to help?
We should.
Can you write the letter for them?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. Someone asked me for one the other day. I don't know what for, but.
This before or after the Universal World thing?
It was after.
It was after.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still believe in you.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Perfect. Okay, so you know those, I don't know how to say what this is. Maybe like a meme sort of, you know, me and Jen, I know both follow so many funny Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
You know, they will just post like an Instagram picture of words, like of a funny phrase or something.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen one, recently and we got one for Al, and it's, do you ever have a plan for the day and suddenly it's 4 p.m. and you've achieved literally nothing?
Yes.
And then they sent # Big Al's anniversary.
All the time.
Al screwed up his anniversary again this year.
Three in a row.
In answer. I mean,
he's
I have.
Three for three.
He's three for three.
I always have a list of things to do constantly.
Yeah.
But I very seldom
get.
The
day goes on, it gets difficult.
Did you bring in your anniversary cake for us to eat?
I didn't, Kelly. It's still in the refrigerator.
It's probably gone bad by now. It's all gross and hard.
Yeah, I'll bring it in tomorrow.
We're doing text messages sent to the show because we can receive text messages now.
All right.
Elena's giving us some.
I had some printed out, but I actually just saw one up there scrolling by that said, Elena Davies sounds so sexy. So just thank you for that.
You do have sexy voice going on today.
Elena, hold on a second, Elena.
We're going to call him back?
This girl.
Are you 20?
Let's call him.
Only if you're 20. This one?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Jenna's
Thank
getting
you.
Marriage proposals. We love, see, it's so distracting. Quit looking at the
I know.
Text messages.
Okay, back to my list. My list. Okay, so, Kelly, this is from Chris. He says, I would love to be your Superman. I may not be a dad, but I'm 26. Extremely funny. A workout junkie, lover of Netflix, and a thrifty shopper.
Wow.
I find you to be tremendously attractive. Mm-hmm. You have an amazing sense of humor and outlook on life.
Whoa.
I appreciate that, but 26 is...
Hey, I'm going younger these days, so...
That's super young.
He did send a photo with it, and he is a babe, so I can Kelly? Give you his number if you're interested.
26 is young.
Kelly?
Kelly, you can do it.
Kelly? Come on, Kelly, you can do it.
26, though.
You can do it, Kelly. Go ahead. Keep your head up. You can do it.
Oh, call us. Yes!
Yeah, call us.
Call us?
Well, I can't keep it on his phone number long enough.
What?
Okay. And then the final one says, this is TJ from Florence, South Carolina. Can
hey,
I get a
TJ.
Shout out to all the emergency crews and volunteers working all night helping folks in this flood?
Hey, I just talked to my friend TJ, Tommy Jean, in Florence.
Oh, big news in Florence.
Man, the flooding is so bad. All the schools are closed today.
Uh-huh.
Somebody in South Carolina was posting video on Facebook that graveyards, the coffins are being lifted up and floating. It's bad flooding there.
Yeah.
Cars being washed off the road.
That's terrifying.
It's bad. I'm supposed to go home over Thanksgiving. I wonder what it's going to look like.
Right?
Yeah.
Governor Nikki Haley said that South Carolina's first responders were battling floods from rains that can be expected once in 1,000 years.
Wow. This is the worst flooding in 1,000 years.
That they have a record of that. It's pretty good.
Well.
You know?
Well. They just asked somebody.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Like, where we had 1,000?
Where do you find that
bad,
record?
Though? Yeah.
It's really, what was 1,000 years ago?
Well, the year 10-15.
Yeah, 10-15. Yeah. So whatever was going on then.
Were we settled there yet?
No.
Is that report accurate?
Native Americans kept records?
I think they did. I'm sure they did, right?
The flooding.
I mean, we must have gotten them somewhere. Maybe. Elena, thank you so much for those text messages. Again, you can text the show. 800-543-3548.
Especially if you're 20 and have dark hair and dark eyes.
Kobe's 20 from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and he has the dark hair and
dark
eyes. And he's dreaming.
What's she gonna do with Chattanooga?
You know what he's.
Oh wait, is that another one? Gosh, I gotta get back there and start messaging these guys back.
Go meet your boyfriends, Elena.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, where in the world is Taylor Swift? She's everywhere. We want you to listen every single day this week to figure out where in the world is Taylor Swift. Once you figure it out, that's where we're gonna send you. We're going to take guesses at 7:50 Central on Friday morning until we get a winner. You pick the correct city, we'll send you there with a friend to see Taylor Swift in her 1989 world tour. So Taylor has 7 concerts left on her tour between Monday, October 12th, and Halloween.
Okay.
She's in Fargo, Lexington, Miami, Greensboro, Dallas, Atlanta, and Tampa.
All right.
So each day this week, we're going to tell you what concert we're not going to send you to.
Oh,
process of elimination.
Of elimination. By Friday, you should be able to figure out what city the tickets are for. So, where in the world is Taylor Swift? Well, she's not in Tampa, Florida.
Got it.
That is your first clue. Tampa, Florida. Write that down.
Not.
So you have it ready for Friday. Not Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
That's where she's not.
Pretty big clue.
A huge clue, Big Al, man.
Later on, I'm going to tell you about the Taylor Swift curse. All right, remind me.
It's a curse.
It's a thing.
There's a curse?
It's a thing, yeah.
Okay.
It's a real thing.
Hmm. So Miley Cyrus, who just hosted SNL, she dropped her surprise new album at the VMAs a few weeks ago. It's called Miley Cyrus and Her Dead Pets, with a Z.
Okay.
Didn't have spell check, I guess. It has 23 tracks. It's streaming for free at MileyCyrusandHerDeadPets.com, again, with a Z. And it looks like John Mayer, of all people, just found out about it, and he loves it.
Really?
John Mayer loves himself some Miley Cyrus album. He tweeted several times about it over the weekend, like this one. John Mayer said, "I'm totally transfixed by Miley Cyrus's album." So we were thinking, oh, he's definitely talking about this song, BB Talk.
Look, I like when you send me, you know, the queen emoji, but when I send back the monkey, you know, the ones with the hands over the eyes, that means that it's just getting a little too weird for me. And I mean, I don't know what else to say. In person, I just, like, you know, bury my head in your armpit, which weirdly smells good, and your hair, and teeth.
We feel you, John Mayer.
Is that a song?
Yeah. BB Talk. He also tweeted, "This is why I love music. You can be one artist one year, and the next discover some crazy light inside yourself and shine it everywhere." So he's got to be totally talking about
Miley
Cyrus's song. Yeah, he's still talking about Miley's song. He's listening to the album, tweeting about it. Right. We think he's definitely tweeting about the song "Do It." Right?
Is she Hare Krishna now? I'm expecting to hear some finger cymbals.
Oh, the John Mayer tweets continue. The Love Fest. "This Miley album is amazing. You can't try to make something like this. You just got to tap the vein and don't question a single instinct."
Do you think he's being sarcastic?
What? Definitely. No. He's obviously tweeting about the song "One Sun."
One sun, one moon, one me, one you. And we only have a little time to show.
Okay.
Definitely about
she's
one
like
son.
A combination of Courtney Love and Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
That's what that sounded
like. That's
pretty
close.
I know she's been hanging out with Wayne Coyne from Flaming Lips, so that's why she's all psychedelic and weird, and they've been doing music together, if you know the Flaming Lips.
I'm not feeling this one.
But John, what?
You're going to burn your sweatshirt?
Two years ago today, the number one song was Wrecking Ball. All right, I need some more Wrecking Ball.
First of all, John is a music snob, so he knows music.
I guess
so. If you don't agree with him, you don't know music.
Yeah, I don't know music.
We have more Miley and her dead pets?
More John Mayer tweets about the Dead Pets album. "Self-control is not something I'm working on." That's a quote from Miley's. "Sung heroically and melodically. Come on." So here's Milky Milky Milk.
Huh?
The Milky Milky Milk. Your lips get it so wet while I'm singing all the verses from the Tibetan Book of Death.
Milky Milky Milk, obviously.
Wow. As opposed,
she's trying something new.
John's turning me around on this Miley album.
Really?
So this is really mean something to me right now. He also tweeted, okay. Apparently people were getting fed up with his tweets. Okay, I'll stop tweeting about it now. Comes down to this.
Oh boy.
This is a masterwork of whack genius. And then he created the hashtag whack genius. Which can only mean that he's definitely talking about the song, Karen, Don't Be Sad.
You know the truth is true.
There you go.
Well, that's the best one.
That's my favorite
out of
the bunch so far. Yeah,
I can picture some girl curled up in a dark room listening to that.
Yeah. It's very emo-ish.
It's like the flaming lips.
I can tolerate that one, I think.
If you're wondering what John Mayer has been up to lately, he's on tour with the members of the Grateful Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he's up to right now.
Remember he and Katy Perry were seen at one of their concerts?
Yeah.
Maybe he loved it so much he asked if he could join?
I guess.
Huh.
One more Miley Cyrus song.
Okay, make it a good one.
Song for dead goldfish.
We should have ended on a high note.
Oh, this one's good, Kelly.
Well, they're all high.
Blow, the blowfish from love deep in the sea, and that would mean Pablo.
Pablo.
The blowfish.
Pablo the blowfish.
Oh, you made it.
Better off than here with me.
Okay, she's losing me, Kelly.
I feel it.
She's losing me. I spent $200 for two T-shirts at the Miley Cyrus concert after coming home early and spending more money to change my ticket to come home from Mexico to go to her concert. She's losing me.
Money well spent.
Does she have 23 dead pets?
23 dead pets.
I guess over your lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, if I really sat down and counted.
I mean, all of them have died at this
point.
But she's young to have 23 dead pets.
Well, she's had a lot of pets.
Yeah. Goldfish,
you know, we have like one at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but she probably gets four or five at a time.
Sure, a couple of rabbits here and there.
Yeah, hamsters.
Yeah.
Oh, I had like eight hamsters die in the span of 4 years.
Yeah. I had a duck, two chickens, several dogs.
Yeah.
No cats ever. No rats. Fish. A few fish.
Thanks, Hal.
Yeah. Trying to do pet inventory.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's time to get you some money.
Is it that time?
It's time for round one of Beat the Bank. We're looking for caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's see how much money you can win. There's up to $1,000 up for grabs. It all depends on how much the banker wants to give you. Let's get you paid on Monday.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you didn't get in this hour, we're going to play again in an hour. So we have plenty of opportunity for you to play. We play twice a day.
Twice a day?
Twice a day, Big Al Mac.
This is new style.
Yeah, he forgets. Right now, it's all about you, Jessica Van Tassel. You're calling number 13. Congratulations.
Yay!
Yay!
Hey,
what are you doing right now?
I am sitting in the car getting ready to take my children into daycare.
All right.
What ages are they?
3 and 1.
And I bet they're still so excited that mommy's on the radio.
Yes, they said I would get them a toy if we won. I'm bribing them to be quiet.
Yeah. All right, and then you're off to work, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, here are the rules for Beat the Bank. I'm going to put you inside the bank vault. That banker is going to hopefully give you a large sum of money throwing it your way. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, you make sure you yell stop for us, Jessica. Because if you don't and it closes, you get nothing. Even if it's 1,000. Even if it's 1,000, you got to yell stop,
okay? Yeah, even if it's 1,000, yell stop, okay?
All right.
All right.
All right, Jessica. Let's get pregnant. You already have two kids.
That's what it sounded like, wasn't it?
I don't know why I slipped up.
Let's get pregnant.
And if Kinsey's listening, if my wife's listening, no, we are not.
What in the world are you and Kinsey talking about?
I don't know why I said pregnant.
Oh.
I don't know what just happened. All right, let's get ready to play.
Beat the bank.
$120. $190. $240. $290. $370. $440. $530.
Oh, I really wasn't expecting that. I'm so sorry.
So sorry, baby girl.
Well, listen, if I'm pregnant instead, I am going to be upset.
That's our consolation prize, home pregnancy.
You get a baby.
You wanted babies.
Yeah, $1,000 wouldn't do another baby.
No, they're way more expensive than that.
I'm so sorry you didn't win.
Oh, well, it was fun getting through. Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you, Jessica. The good news is you don't have to buy the kids any candy now because you didn't win.
I know. Yeah, but they were quiet. So how does that work?
Go to the dollar store. Yeah, they won't know.
You want cheap candy. Jessica, I'm sorry. You could still play, though. Try again, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Have a wonderful day. You never know how it's going to go with the baker. It.
Monday.
Jeez, Monday blues.
Oh, man.
Jenna, you told us a story earlier. About the guy on the plane.
Yes.
You told him to shut up.
No, I did not say that.
Well, kind of.
I said, please don't talk about planes getting shot down as we are taking off, sir.
Yes.
That's very understandable.
Understandable.
I understand that.
And then Kelly's mad at Al and me.
I'm not mad. I'm just busting you.
She said we didn't jump and fight the guy.
Well, I was ready.
I was ready.
I was on the ready. Not just ready.
Yeah, we were ready.
I didn't think your intervention was necessary, but you were not budging.
I was ready.
If he would have stood up, we were ready to go.
If.
What? That's it.
That's how you go.
Yeah.
The threat
Everybody
was not...
Everybody can say what they would have done.
There was no threat posed yet.
No.
But we were ready, Kelly.
You didn't even unbuckle
your seatbelt, just
the
in
seat
case.
The seatbelt light was still illuminated.
Yeah.
I took mine off and stood up and turned around.
Now,
you're in very violation of FAA rules, young lady.
Kelly, you probably wanted this Russian guy to be on the plane with us because a Russian soldier saved a woman from being kidnapped.
Wow.
On video and everything. They captured it all. Problem.
On a plane?
Nope. It was on the ground. Problem.
Say, that'd be hard to kidnap somebody on a plane. There you go.
How do you catch this on camera? Like, you were shooting at the right time and everything? No. It was part of a movie and on a film set.
But regular people thought it was really happening?
The soldier did. So they're filming this movie, and it shows, if you want to watch the video, we'll post it later at kidnation.com. It shows two men pointing a gun at this woman and this man, and the guy has the woman by the neck, and he's pulling her backwards, and he's pointing a gun at her head.
Is there a camera crew around at the time?
They're filming from a bird's eye angle. So I think they're on a building. And the crew was a little bit further behind.
Was one of the guys Liam Neeson?
No. He did not own a set of particular skills. So this guy's taking the woman away. The guys put the guns down, the police officers. They put the guns down, put the hands up. And out of nowhere comes this Russian ninja soldier who comes up behind the guy, I don't know if it's a knife or a gun, takes it away from him, wrestles him down to the ground. The girl runs away. and that's when the crew jumps out. How cool,
wow,
though.
Hey, that's a BA right there.
That's a BA. That's what we would have done.
Yeah, that's probably.
Oh, whatever.
No, that's what we would have done.
That's what we're waiting for. See, he waited for the threat. You don't just jump in.
You were going to wait till the guy took me by the neck.
Sure.
And then you were going to approach.
Right.
That's when I spring into action.
Okay. Al had the back, I had the front.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah, it's best to wait until things escalate to that point.
The nod was given by Al. To me, which
it
meant,
no,
let's roll.
Not.
That was him snoring.
That was, no, one eyebrow went up. Now, had I done the double eyeyebrow.
The double eyebrow meant full.
Seatbelt or not.
Fine, you didn't have to do anything, but this was your chance.
Good thing, because they didn't. Nothing.
Would have, though. Al and I are like this Russian soldier. We're just ready.
No.
We're waiting.
No, you're not.
That's what we're doing.
We're ready.
We're ready to go. We're going to play Beat the Bank again in less than an hour. Hopefully it doesn't close on you like it did on our girl Jessica.
Mm.
All right. Make sure you got to have those.
Well, a particular set of skills would be neat. Would be nice.
It would be nice. Hopefully it doesn't close. Man, I feel bad for Jessica.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Some new music came out. Got a little Will Smith for you, Big Al Mac. I know you love Will Smith, the Fresh Prince.
Sure, yeah.
And also Drake for all the ladies.
Will Smith's got new music?
Yeah, he's on a new song from Bomba Estéreo. It's called Fiesta.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Hola, mamacita.
Oh, yeah.
Go get me a birra.
Oh, yeah.
This track is a heater. Couldn't let the beat go by without a feature.
Oh, yeah.
Cause it's hot. Only, you know me. OG, high class and low key. Trying to find me a Sophie Vergara. And a dance floor to terror. Cause me, I like beauty. Ancient Colombiana, laced in designer. The kind of gets impatient. Gotta be blatant, walk up behind her. No gas in me, I'm a Tesla. Teach game, sensei, professor. Will Smith for Stray, the fresh one. Live on sensei, fiesta.
Bomba Estéreo with Will Smith.
That was Will?
That was Will.
Yeah.
Wow. Will came out with the fire on that one.
I like that.
I like it a lot.
Like getting jiggy with it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, a little.
Oh, all right.
It still had the Will Smith
vibe. He still got it. I think he's doing that just let people know he still got it.
Yeah, he still got it.
Yeah.
And then Drake on Saturday came out with a song called Can I? It's a duet with Beyonce.
Bring you to the six where I really stay.
Baby.
Show you why I am the way I am.
Can I?
Tell you what I think my biggest flaw is.
Baby.
I try to be consistent, but I can't.
Can I?
Have an honest moment with you right now.
Baby.
Tell me who you wanna be.
Can I?
Get an honest answer from you right now.
Baby.
Cause all we ever talk about is me.
Can I? Before I turn the lights on.
Thanks, Beyonce.
What?
Baby.
What's gonna happen before she turns the lights on?
Can I?
Oh, turn ugly lights on.
Well, I'll never know.
You'll never,
that's the last I'll hear of that.
That's why we tease you. You got to buy this song. You don't like that one?
No.
You're not a Drake lover, are you?
Not really, no.
She's more of a Fetty Wap.
Yeah, I'm all about Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap got the number one album.
I saw that. I was very excited.
Kelly, what's your favorite
I'm
Fetty
planning
Wap song?
To pour a little out in his honor today.
Like
I'm
that
so
Trap
excited.
Queen? Like that Trap Queen?
Oh, talking about Queen. Fetty Wap.
Trap Queen is my favorite.
Can you sing like Fetty Wap, Kelly?
I wouldn't dare try. It would be insulting to Fetty Wap.
I just try to talk like him.
You gotta talk like you, Kelly Raspberry. Hey, hey, Jenna Owens, how you doing over there?
I love Fetty Wap.
Not as much as I do.
I thought this was the same song for a while.
You did? Hey.
Yeah.
Doing it. He's doing it right. Yeah, how's your Fetty Wap impersonation?
His real name is Willie Maxwell.
Oh.
Of course it is.
But his stage name is Fetty Wap.
You're telling me his mama didn't name him Fetty Wap?
No, mama did not name him Fetty.
Lied to again.
Or Wap.
Lied to again. When are we going to get the Fetty Wap Taylor Swift?
Oh.
we have your Where in the World is Taylor Swift clue.
Okay.
We're going to give it a couple times a day.
All right.
Just in case you missed it. And if you missed it earlier, here's how it's going to work this time around. Listen every day this week, and we're going to tell you what city Taylor Swift is not at.
Okay.
That's where we're not going to send you to. She only has 7 concerts left on her tour.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to knock one day at a time. We're going to knock
one off.
And then by the end of the by Friday, you should have the city you're going to go to.
It'll be narrowed down substantially.
Yo, big time. I mean, you should know what city you're going to go to. That's
okay.
Where Taylor Swift is. And today's clue is Taylor is not in Tampa, Florida.
Got that.
Not in Tampa, Florida.
She is not in Tampa, Florida.
So you just got to keep track of the cities we say she's not in.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. By process of elimination, you should know.
And we'll take guesses on Friday at 7:50 Central until we get a winner.
Now, if Taylor is playing in your team stadium, you may want to call her people and see if they can reschedule, because there's a thing. It's called the Taylor Swift curse, Kelly.
What is this Taylor Swift curse?
And what's happening is, if Taylor plays in the stadium that your team plays, all of a sudden they forget how to win.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just a short-term effect, like the very next game,
well,
or is it long-term?
Let me give you 4 examples.
You have 4 examples.
Yep.
That's all
Washington
you need.
Nationals, all right?
Okay.
Taylor played at the Nationals Park on July 13th and 14th, early this summer.
Yeah.
At the time, the Nationals were 48-39, had a 2-game lead in the National League East. Since then, the Nationals went 35-40, entirely missed the playoffs.
Missed the playoffs, and they're one of the best teams, or so they thought on
paper.
They
were until Taylor hit town.
I mean, they were even fighting against each other in the dugout, Kelly.
Oh, that's one example.
Curse.
Well, I got another one. The Padres.
Oh, ow.
Swift played at Petco Park on August 29th.
Shout out, Petco.
Padres were out of the race already at 62-27, but after Taylor played there, they went 12-21.
12-21, Kelly.
They were out of the race anyway.
But, I mean, they were really out of the race after that.
Yeah.
How about your Houston Astros?
How about those Houston Astros?
She played at Minute Maid Park on September 9th. The Astros were 76-64. They held a two-game lead in the AL West.
Two-game lead?
But after Taylor played there, they went 10-12 down the stretch. They lost their division lead to the Rangers. Just barely made it into the playoffs.
Wow. Just barely, thanks to the Angels losing.
And then finally, our Blue Jays.
Our Blue Jays.
Well, they're not really our Blue Jays, but Taylor played a pair of shows at Rogers Center. Toronto was 93-67, tied for the best record in the American League. But since then, Toronto lost twice to the Rays and lost home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
They lost home field advantage.
Taylor Swift curse is a thing.
Then explain why the Cowboys lost and Taylor hasn't performed in the
stadium
yet.
She announced the concert.
That's what it was.
That's how bad this curse has gotten.
It's because we sent somebody to
the announced
show.
That she's going to play at the Dallas Cowboys
stadium.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
And Tony Romo
got hurt. Dez Bryant got hurt. Cowboys lost two games.
I think not, Kelly. I'm
telling you, Taylor Swift is a thing.
What about all the other places she played and the teams are doing okay?
They're not in my story.
Okay.
Stick with the script. stick with the bit, man.
That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Taylor Swift is a team killer.
Mm-hmm.
And Drake is a front runner. And Drake has a new song with Beyonce.
Yep.
Where she says, baby, and can I?
Yeah. I feel like Jay-Z just sent audio recording of her.
Just voicemails?
And they just edited it in.
Hey, baby.
Baby.
Or, can I go out with the girls?
Can I?
That's all she has.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How would you like $1,000 on your Monday?
I would love $1,000 on my Monday.
That's how you kick off the week, right? You could win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank, but first, you got to get in to play. What caller number would you like, Kelly Raspberry?
I always go with 13. You know me.
13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We need a winner because an hour ago, Jessica had the door closed on her.
Yeah, she
did. If it closes, you get nothing.
Poor thing.
We'll play in a minute. Here's some of the guests that we're going to have on the show in the next couple weeks.
On this show?
On this show.
Lots of action.
Right here, Al.
All right.
The Vamps.
The Vamps?
The Vamps.
Heard of them.
The video for this song right here, Wake Up, debuts today. They'll be with us on Wednesday at 7:45 Central. Kelly loves herself some Vamps.
Yes, not as much as Fetty Wap.
I know. Fetty Wap not coming in studio as of
like
now.
Fetty Wap's way up here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Way up here.
Yeah, and then a close, yeah, well, Vamps. Just a second.
Maybe we could ask Vamps to redo their song, Wake Up, in Fetty Wap voice.
There you go.
That could work. We'll also have Becky G joining us in studio. She was on Empire last week.
Uh-huh.
She formerly dated Austin Mahone before we ruined that relationship.
Yeah, about a week after that, they ended things.
We jinxed it by asking Austin if they were dating.
Curse, yeah.
Mm. And a week
he
later,
adamantly said yes.
Yes, yeah. Austin's cool because he's open about stuff. Like, he'll tell you if he's dating somebody.
Maybe not anymore.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe we ruined that for everybody. Okay. We'll also have Alessia Cara. She's going to be here in studio.
Really?
We got a song named Here. Here.
Here.
I saw her perform on the Today Show. This girl has a powerful, like, she's good.
Her voice is great.
She's so good, and she's still relatively new to the scene, so she's super cool and doesn't care and just talks about whatever. And we'll have one of my crushes in studio as well in the next couple weeks.
Really?
The band Perry.
Wow, that's big.
The song Live Forever is out right now.
Do we have you to thank for this?
I begged slightly.
You begged?
I begged.
I know you ran into them.
I think it could have been ruined by George, our boss.
Are you gonna put George on Front Street?
No, I mean, it's not Front Street. I'm just saying. You know when your like parent embarrasses you in front of your crush?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what George did to me.
Oh, boy.
We ran into the band Perry, and I was off to the side, and I didn't want to go talk to them because I have a slight crush on Kimberly. I'm not going to lie. She's a celebrity crush of mine. Okay. She's probably top three. And so I couldn't go talk to her. And Kelly kept going, just go talk to her. Just go say hi.
Sure, why not?
She's very nice. Yeah. I've met him before. They're very nice.
Right. And so I was like, fine. I finally got the guts, walked up to Kimberly and Reed and Neil, and we started chatting, okay. And everything was going well.
Going good.
What was your intro line?
I think I went with, hey, I'm JC. We're looking forward to maybe having you guys on our show in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, oh, yeah, that'd be great.
So you made it business.
Made it business casual.
That's okay.
And then we started talking, and we got to talking about her husband, and he plays baseball, and like, the season's ending. And
oh, who's he play for?
I think he played for the Tampa Bay organization. I don't know if he was in the majors this last half of the season, but she was talking about being like a baseball wife, and
okay. That
was cool. And then Reed liked my pants. Because Reed and I had the same pants going on.
That's a whole nother bit, right?
Yeah.
Do you have your cropped khakis on at that moment?
Yeah. The one that Al kept making fun of.
Because they hugged your ankle.
Yeah, they're elastic band at the bottom, but they're...
They're like Alibaba pants.
And then...
You gotta be a genie of some sort to wear these pants.
And they said at first when I was walking up, they thought I was Diplo. So that's why they were so welcoming. They thought I was Diplo, the DJ guy.
Because he's
the
only pants.
I guess.
The one that they've seen with those pants.
They said the pants. And possibly the hair. And so there we are having a great conversation with the band Perry.
Diplo.
Ask them when they come in.
Just go with it, Kelly. Go with it.
Ask them when they come in. Why would I make up Diplo? Why would I want to be Diplo?
I know. Why would you make up Diplo?
I don't even know what Diplo looks like.
Why would you wear those pants?
But obviously, Diplo looks like me, according to the band Perry. Mm. So I'm sitting there talking to them. And then I feel George's aura coming up behind me. Mm-hmm. You just feel it. It's like, here comes George.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm George Laughlin.
You know?
He talks?
Yeah. Is he here? Is he going to get mad?
Yeah, he's here.
Sorry. So he comes up and they're welcoming, and he starts with the,
oh, JC's been talking about you guys for the last 2 weeks. He has the biggest crush on you.
That's the worst George impression I've ever heard of all time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm nervous now that I know he's here. And so he starts telling Kimberly how I have a crush on her, and I just see her standing about 2 feet away from me, backing up slightly. About 4 feet away
she
from me.
She wanted to get a better look at those pants.
And she wanted to get away from me. And then he busts out his phone and wants to FaceTime with everybody that he knows.
Oh, boy.
And then Kimberly.
Play it cool, George.
Tried to tell him, George, play it cool. You're embarrassing me in front of my crush. And then she just said, all right, well, good talking to you, and turned around.
Walked away
out of my life.
Dang.
So if they don't come in, we can blame George.
We'll see him in a couple of
weeks.
You have to wear the same pants because they apparently are big fans.
No, I can't wear the same pants because I already
saw
them.
She won't recognize you.
Well, you said you have them in every style.
Yeah, I could.
You have tux. You wear the tux version.
I haven't gotten
these
the tux
pants. I guess we have to describe them. They're kind of a baggy crotch pant.
But they're skinny.
They're sort of like sweatpants, except, you know.
Dressy material.
They're dressier material sweatpants that are too short. They're like high water.
Right.
And
well, you can wear them higher.
You can pull the leg up
because
they're elastic.
Yeah, and then they have the elastic around, like you said, around the bottom of the pant.
Yeah.
And they hug your ankle or wherever you have them.
They're called athleisure.
You may see him. You may see those pants on such people as everyone lately.
Oh, my God. No, that's not true.
No. Yes, you can.
Absolutely not true.
I've only seen you.
No.
Really?
I'll have JC's back on this because I have seen them, but it's more like Bieber.
Yeah,
Bieber wears them a lot.
Who else?
A lot. The One Direction boys wear them.
You should wear those.
Okay, so pop stars.
Neil wears it from the band.
Wears skinny jeans.
You need to be on a stage of some sort. Let's just be honest. But you need to wear those pants with the baby blazer. That would be an interesting combo.
JC is on a stage of his life every day.
I'm fashionable right now.
Save that.
No, I feel like I'm on the trend.
Save that.
Like, there's times where I feel like I'm slight behind, but I feel like
I'm in the... Have you ever said that, Kelly? I'm fashionable right now.
Right? I thought a manly man looks good, but doesn't, like, care so much. You care too much.
I just
don't care.
On.
You care too much.
My wife gets them for me, and I wear them, and she happens to get me the good stuff. I'm going to start a Instagram
fashion
account.
Where is she shopping for you?
Baby Gap.
That's the question.
Baby Gap.
Why Baby Gap?
What's there's a certain age limit for certain stores where you're not allowed to cross the threshold anymore.
Yeah, I'm still young. She's shopping at Urban Outfitters. She shops at Nordstrom Rack, sometimes Target. I get some of my shirts from Target.
What department in these stores?
The man section, actually.
On stage?
The man section.
No. I've been in all of those stores, and
I wear a large.
There's got to be a special section for
this.
It's a tween. Stuff.
It's a tween large.
No, it's a large.
It's the section of the department store that has the DJ.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, they do have DJs
yep.
in that area.
And it's kind of dark in there where you can't really see what you're buying.
No.
My pants are size 34 is the one you made fun of.
Okay, all right.
And you get them cropped, tailored?
No, they come like that.
Oh.
Yeah, they're supposed to be worn that way.
They're supposed to be that way.
In fact, pop stars.
They have hundreds of them there.
But if you ever wanted to bust out in like some type of dance, you would have no problem because there's plenty of room.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you could just do
Oh, they're stretchy, too?
You could do whatever.
They feel good.
I think you should dress for the job you want.
See, you guys made fun of my shirts before because you guys said they were too tight.
I bought you a pair of these pants, so I'm not really making
Jenna
fun.
Bought me some of these. But... You started it.
Oh, I am so sorry.
You got me on the trend.
Yeah, I bought you the leather one.
Yeah, Jenna got me those are the dressy ones.
And if you ever want to go shopping, you could just put anything you buy in the pockets because they're so big and spacious.
Those are good shoplifting pants.
And now I wear like baggier shirts on the bottom, and you guys make fun of them.
Or if you want to jump out of an airplane, you can just take the pants off and use them as a parachute.
I can't make you happy, Kelly.
You're dressing like Justin Bieber. Is that okay with you?
And Justin Bieber is one of the best dressed men in the world.
Are you serious? If you're okay with that, then go ahead.
Justin I am because I'm wearing it.
But you're dressing like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber's one of the most fashionably dressed men in the world.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
No, you're not.
Plus 10 and a half.
22.
Kelly, he's feeling fashionable right now.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
Then you go for it. You hang on.
Okay,
as long as you can.
Let's put up we'll start putting up the who wore it best.
No, Justin wore this.
No,
always.
We should do that every day. What JC wore?
Yeah,
and because no, I don't get dressed up for the show.
We can post a picture of you, a head to toe look. What JC wore? That could be a daily feature on Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's gonna.
They would love
you're
that.
Fashionable.
My fashion blog is gonna kick off.
You should.
You absolutely should. You're the fashionista.
No, you're the fashionista. I'm the millionista.
Well, take over.
I can't.
Show her how it's done.
You can't push Jenna aside on the fashion.
It's all right.
Jenna had some dope shoes on this weekend.
Jenna is completely confident. She is not worried about you. So do your own thing.
I am doing my own thing.
Jenna's running her own race.
Mm-hmm. I got to get one of those things so I don't hear the haters. That's what I got
to
do.
Don't listen to the haters.
No.
That's right. Well, I have
to. More like Justin Bieber.
I work with two of the haters.
He brushes off the haters.
Pray for the haters.
Yeah, but I work with two of the haters.
You think Justin Bieber cares what we say about his pants?
Yes.
No, Justin Bieber doesn't care.
Oh, I guarantee you Justin cares.
You guys don't like everything I wear. It's fine. You dress for yourself. It makes you happy.
I do dress for
y'all don't like it.
Do I shed a single tear when I go home after Kelly made fun of me for 5 hours?
Yes, I think so.
Sure. Sure I do.
With those pants.
But I look at
have to admit. You were,
I did not say a word about those pants
no,
the
didn't.
Whole time.
That was Al. Al and I
were going to No. Well, you know what? This is what we did when you weren't looking.
We talked about you behind your back.
That's what we did.
But I didn't say a thing to you to your face.
What'd you
that's
say?
The truth.
Kelly looked at me and she
said, look at them pants.
She said,
have you seen them pants?
Kelly looked at me and
I did not say anything to your face.
I didn't know what she was grinning at. This is true. Kelly looked at me. Kelly looked at me and she was smiling. I said, what?
Yeah.
She goes, look at the pants.
I mean, look at the stylish man. Did you say that when you saw Neil wearing them from the band Perry?
He is a pop star.
So?
There's
why can't
a difference. You can't be wearing that stuff as a regular mortal.
Kason
and I have matching outfits.
If for some reason.
Okay, and there's the problem.
They're not matching. They're the same pair.
If for some reason you start selling insurance or something, I want you to continue to wear these pants.
No, you can't.
No, that's the thing. See, he can be tatted up and dressed like a pop star. Yeah. He works in the world.
I got into radio to be able to dress like this.
Really?
That's what.
Then you go for
it. It works.
That's why he wears football uniforms.
Voila. Yeah.
Are you wearing them pants today? I haven't even seen you from the waist down today.
Jeans today.
Oh, so how boring. Average.
No, man. So you can't be a fashionista
boring.
Like
oh,
that.
Oh, my gosh. You're so basic
you're
today,
not fashionable.
Basic
C.
You're so basic.
Big C. You guys done making fun
you need
of
to
me?
Wear those pants and then that shirt that you have that comes down to your knees. That little pajama top.
It comes down
mid-top. Oh, that his chest hangs out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My chest is not hanging.
Yeah, that's a muscle tee.
See, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. With you guys.
I think you're great. You wear whatever you want.
You need to go full on Bieber from here on out.
I had the hair. You made fun of it. Cut it.
You've got Halloween figured out at least.
Dye it white like Justin Bieber.
Please.
I actually had that planned.
Do it.
Yeah.
I dare you.
I'm going to go full on platinum.
Go. Do it.
So good. A skateboard
can we
everywhere.
French braid your hair today?
Sure.
Get your mama's eye tattooed on your arm. Do that too. Go all Bieber.
You can't copy tattoos. Those are
forever. You can. You copy his pants.
Yeah. Well, fashion changes. Fashion changes. See, you're just mad. You have
you don't
all
like
black.
Your mama's eye. What's wrong with your mama's eye?
My mama's eye is just kind of wanky.
Your mama's eye is wanky?
I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we done making? All right.
No, we're fine.
No, you're the one that keeps asking questions for us to talk about.
I'm just waiting for you guys to compliment.
Beat I do.
The bang. Beat the bang. Movie premiere. Title. Bite. Vegas. Show. JC's. Bands. Beat.
Last bang. Minute edition.
Well
yeah,
done.
I had
well,
to.
Well done.
I had to.
Hey. What was the line before you put my pants in?
New tractor.
Oh, new tractor. Yeah, I like the pants better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Much better line.
New tractor. There's a lot of need for tractors out there. Do something nice for somebody today. Today is do something nice for someone day.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I said it the first minute of the first yeah. segment of yeah. the
show. Oh, I forgot.
Yep. Do something nice
I
day.
I completely forgot what
National
you said.
National do something nice day.
Yeah, like perhaps don't make fun of somebody's wardrobe.
In front of their face.
In front of
that
their
was
face.
Our nice thing.
Do it behind their back like Kelly.
Yeah.
Which is very nice of you.
Who we got on?
You're welcome.
Cara Martin, you are caller number 13. Congratulations. Welcome to the vault.
Thank you.
Is it Cara or Kara?
It's Kara.
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 Hi, Kara. Tell us about
yeah,
you,
yeah, tell us. We want to learn about you.
Well, currently I'm on my way to school, but I got real excited, so let me just bother.
All right.
Yeah, you're pulled over.
What do you want to be when you grow up, yeah. Kara?
Going to school to be a massage therapist.
Ooh.
Do
you need some practice patients?
Get in line because that's what everybody told
yeah.
me.
We figured.
Yeah, but we're
not very original.
We're going to let you play a game that could win you money, though.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You could buy some of JC's pants.
I actually have a pair. I'm a girl, but I wear those.
Thank you.
She's a girl.
She's a girl.
So, girls can wear this is unisex.
Yeah.
I had some pants that were so bad one time, we had to give these them away on the air. They were baby blue overalls.
But at least you recognized it.
I did.
All right,
my
Kara.
My pants aren't bad. Right,
enough anyway. About pants.
Yeah.
Kelly, tell Kara how she can win some money with Beat the Bank.
Kara, I'm sure you've heard how we play, but we're going to lock you in the vault. Well, we're going to put you in the vault with the banker, and he's going to start calling out dollar amounts. And when you feel it in your gut, you yell stop. And if you do that before the vault closes, you get that last dollar amount that's called out. But if the vault closes before you say stop, you get nothing.
Oh.
But remember, if it even goes up to $1,000, you still have to yell stop. The vault's still going to shut. So you know okay. how you play, right?
Yes, but first I need to see how Al is feeling.
Mm. Oh, we have right. a request for Al feelings.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, the last player didn't ask, she lost.
I try not to volunteer unless someone asks. So
sure.
you did ask. Actually, Carol, I'm feeling pretty decent. I'm feeling pretty decent here. I'm feeling getting a good vibe.
Pretty decent okay. is how he's
yeah.
feeling.
Pretty
Kara.
Decent.
Pretty
okay.
decent is better than lukewarm.
Yeah.
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 Now, I don't know anything, okay? Please believe me when I say that.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Now you know. Al's feeling pretty decent.
Pretty decent.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$270.
Ow. Decent.
290, 400, 430, 480, 540, 590, 720.
Stop.
Yeah, girl.
Stop.
Yeah. Nice job, Kara.
$720.
That's a lot.
Take it.
For Kara, the future massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with that money, Kara?
Well, actually, I have finals today and tomorrow, and then I have the rest of the week off. So I just might go on a little mini vacay.
Question, what is the massage final like? Like, what do you do?
Well, we take different, like, modalities. Like, we take different classes, like, different kinds of massages. So I have an A&K final, and then I have a Swedish advanced final.
So you, like, rub your professor?
Well, we have a class full of students, and so we work on each other, and then on the weekends we work clinics. So people come in off the street, and we work on them.
Oh, wow.
Al's hashtag, signing up for massage therapy class right now.
Hashtag rub your professor.
Usually that gets you an A every time.
Let's see how far it would have gone.
Yeah, let's see for fun. Just hit it, Shannon. We're at 720.
750.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Come on, Kara. Right.
That's pretty
well
decent.
Done.
That's pretty
got all but 30 of it.
Yeah.
Hey, what massage are you going to specialize in, Kara?
Well, I hope to open my own practice. So I like a couple different modalities. Some of them aren't for me, but
tantric.
Yeah, I like reflexology, so foot rubs, and I like, you know, basic Swedish and Sports, so a lot of stretching. I have, you know, family that are athletes, so.
Man, the last one I got, that woman jumped up on the table.
Really?
Yeah.
With
she
her knees?
Jumped up on the table. She was standing on the table straddling me and pulled my arm back. But I didn't like that. That was that freaked me out a little bit. What style is that where they jump up on the table?
I think they call it bondage.
That was crazy.
Crazy.
Wow.
Oh, Kara, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm serious. That little woman hiked up there and she was standing over me and grabbed my arm.
Yeah. Get it.
Like, what the?
We got a whole other word for that, Kelly.
Oh, my wife went to one of those Asian massage places where you got to get naked.
Yeah.
No.
I know. Well, I always get naked when I get a massage.
No, and she said, like, the lady was naked too. Except she was wearing, like, these sheer panties.
Why is the lady naked?
She was wearing, like, sheer panties and, like, a sheer top.
You're totally different.
Yeah, she said, like, it was weird.
Except you're face down so you don't see who's rubbing you.
But you could feel it.
You're in a totally different type of place.
What?
Yeah. She went to one of the, it's like an Asian spa where they do massages and you got, everybody's walking around naked.
That's weird.
That's what
you
she
and
told
Kenzie
you.
Or something.
And then her mom bought me, like, a gift certificate. She went with her mom. She bought me a gift certificate to go.
Because they want you to hang out with naked massage therapists?
I don't know if I want to go to naked massage
You
place.
Don't know if you do?
I don't think so, because it's all dudes in the naked
Why
side.
Why are we both naked?
And then the girls are naked on the other
That's
side.
That's weird. That is weird.
They have them here. You want to go?
No.
That would be a fun bit.
The police haven't shut them down.
It's not bad. It's just massage therapy.
Okay, that's not normal.
Naked
not normal.
Masseuse.
It's not that's not sexy time. It's just a massage, like to soothe.
Because what they do is they leave you, if you've never had a massage, a lot of people have never had one.
Uh-huh.
My mother's never had one. They tell you to get disrobed and face down.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come in the room, you don't know what they're wearing, but I'm assuming they're fully clothed.
Yes.
Yeah, they're fully clothed at those massages.
So your wife had to feel that she was not.
It's a space. She saw her. She said you could see everything. It was like see-through sheer stuff.
That is weird.
Maybe the girl's just really fashionable.
Yeah.
Like you. Yeah.
Maybe they saw that in a Rihanna video.
Maybe. Congratulations to Kara Martin. She just won $720. We'll play Beat the Bank again tomorrow morning, 7:20 and 8:20 Central. Maybe you can buy some of the pants I got.
And the mother-in-law bought him a gift.
Yeah. Got myself a naked man massage.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.